In a unanimous bipartisan vote, the New York State Senate passed legislation that will cap agricultural assessments at 2% from the previous year. The New York Farm Bureau says many farmers have seen large increases in their property tax bills this year, and by next year, it's estimated that assessed land values will nearly double per acre from 5 years ago. New York Farm Bureau spokesman Steve Ammerman says for farmers to stay in business, they need a lower assessment on their agricultural lands.
The ag assessment process is a very complicated formula. It takes everything in from soil type to ag income over a period of years, but also the state formula uses national data. And one of the things that's driving up national numbers are the farmers out in the Midwest, many of them producing corn that's going into ethanol. That's driving up our state formula. And another reason that we're seeing higher assessments, there's also high development areas in New York State. You know, you're talking about Saratoga, the Hudson Valley, the Finger Lakes, Westchester County, where you're seeing more of a buildup, and it's also driving up overall land assessments for everybody, but it's also hitting us farmers especially hard.
Essex County Farm Bureau President Eric Lurkey says farmers in certain areas of the state may need the cap more than other areas, but he feels more than a cap is needed to help agriculture.
New York has an average property tax of $26 per acre, where nationally, this is for ag land, nationally that's $6 an acre average. So we're $20 an acre higher in New York. So farmers definitely need some relief from those increasing taxes. There's been a lot of measures. You know, we have the 2% tax cap, but we need mandate relief, I think, more than anything to help all the local municipalities. The state tells them they have to do these things, but they don't get any help with it. It's tough for the towns, and that gets passed down.
The Farm Bureau's Steve Ammerman says the tax cap would only be a stopgap because it does not address the problem of rising assessments.
Overall, the formula needs to change in how ag assessments are derived. What the Farm Bureau is advocating for is a more thorough discussion with the governor, with ag experts, people from Cornell, with farmers, with all of us sitting down at the table and looking for a long-term solution to essentially reform the formula. In our latest figures from Farm Credit, property taxes are nearly 25% of a farmer's net income. That's pretty substantial.
As New York State works on agricultural property taxes, the U.S. Senate agreed to move forward this week with the Federal Farm Bill. Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperative Senior Dairy Policy Advisor Bob Gray feels the dairy title in the legislation will be very good for Northeast farmers.
Because it has a provision for dairy producers to buy insurance. At first, I had some questions about it, but we've ran some numbers on it and with different scenarios of farm milk prices, and it seems to me it's a pretty good deal. And if I was a farmer advising a farmer on this, if this becomes law, I'd advise him to get the insurance and to get the supplemental. The amendments that were dealt with yesterday included one with Senator Snow, which attracted the most attention. Senator Snow of Maine wants to move the ball down the field on federal milk marketing order reform. Another amendment by Senator Collins of Maine was very similar, but she withdrew that amendment once Senator Snow's amendment was approved.
Gray expects final passage of the Farm Bill in the Senate today, with movement then into the House. The property tax cap voted on by the New York State Senate has not been acted on in the New York State Assembly. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.